This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Ben Turney, the Executive Director of Kavanga Resources, joins us today. Good to be speaking to you, Ben. How are you?
Very good, thanks, Mark. Good to speak to you as well.
Yes, thank you very much for your time. So everyone knows that you're quite active in the Kalahari Copperbelt, what with your joint venture with Power Metal Resources, but perhaps they know less about the other area that you're active in as well, which is the LVR project. So what can you tell us about this?
Yeah, it's a good question. So the LVR project has been a little bit under the radar, but it was actually the project through which we entered into the Kalahari Copperbelt last February. We didn't make much of a song and dance at the time about the farming. We're earning into the LVR projects up to 90% over a number of years of exploration. And the project covers two licenses, one license in the northeast of the Kalahari Copperbelt, which is at the moment the most interesting one. It's a fairly small license, so it's about 126 square kilometres, but it's got some really, really interesting geological features to it that we're very, very encouraged by, and we've obviously released details about to the market today. The second license is towards the southwest of the Copperbelt in Botswana, so towards the Namibian border. That project is at a much earlier stage of development, but it's also much larger. We've definitely got some encouraging leads there, but it's really license 082 up in the northeast that we're most excited about as a company.
Okay. So yes, you have released some extensive copper-silver targets, and the RNS says that you're feeling very positive about these targets and keen to get drilling. So what can you tell us?
Well, I'm obviously referred to the RNS for the main detail. We're going to be releasing some maps and some images of what we've uncovered over the next day or so. Main reason we haven't been able to release those yet is just we've all been completely flat out working on the various projects. So news flow is coming thick and fast at the moment, but that does mean that our IR is a little bit behind the curve on this. But once we release the images, what shareholders and investors will see is the geological setting of license 08. Too. I've got the map up in front of me now. And there are two main things to note. First of all, just to the southeast of 082 is a major discovery of cuprate canyons called the Banana Zone. Now, we believe the evidence that we're compiling so far strongly indicates that the targets that we're looking at in our area, which we haven't named yet, but we're looking at an analogue of the Banana Zone. So obviously, we still need to go out and test this. The local infrastructure is fantastic. You've got a major road passes through the licence area, and it's got clear access to power. So to all intents and purposes, this target is drill ready to go. We're waiting on our environmental management plan, which we're hoping will get awarded a bit later on this summer. We're also in talks with a drill contractor about going out and doing some test drilling on 082. But it's the analogue with the Banana Zone that we really are sort of most excited about at this point. But it's also worth noting the second main geological feature is if you look slightly to the northeast of the license, and again, this will all be much clearer when we release the map. So we did describe it in the RNS today, but for people to understand and sort of when it's described to them in words, as opposed to when they can actually see it visually. But to the northeast of the deposit, on the same structural faults are two other major discoveries, also of cuprate canyons. One's the Plutus deposit and the other is called the Zeta deposit. So we really are looking, we believe, in the right geological postcode. I know that this is a phrase that is often overused, but in this instance, we really do feel that we're looking in the right area. And what we're particularly encouraged by are the results so far. Now, we flew airborne surveys over 082 back in March. We've just completed the reprocessing of the data from those. And what we've discovered so far is that the airborne data aligns very closely with our geological understanding of the region as a whole, but also with soil sampling that we've run as well. So we put some numbers out today where we've once again uncovered very strong copper readings, which is very encouraging as a potential pathfinder to making a discovery, and extremely high zinc readings. So at the moment, everything on 082 is looking really, really good.
Okay. So the one license there is drill ready. You've said it's a compelling justification for drilling. Can you give us an idea of the scale of opportunity here?
Well, it's difficult at the moment because obviously until you've actually drilled anything, you'll never know. So until we know volume of copper and grade of copper, we won't know whether or not it's economic. But the analog or the data that we have that suggests that this is analogous with the Banana Zone discovery, figures for that are out in the public domain. So obviously people can go and reference that on the internet. I wouldn't like to say that, you know, we'd have an exact mirror image because, you know, unfortunately life isn't, you know, that easy or kind. But, you know, if you're looking at potential upside, we'd hope we would be looking at something along those lines, something similar.
Okay. Now, just looking at this from a shareholder and investor point of view, could you perhaps explain how investors should interpret this news and also explain where you are in the exploration journey with this project?
Okay, well, I'll answer that question in reverse. So where we are in the journey, we're drill ready, as I mentioned earlier on. You know, we are ready to go on this license. It's now a case of we go out there, we drill it, we either make a discovery or we don't. I mean, it really is as simple as that. We all know exploration is a very high-risk business. If we do uncover what looks like commercial grades of copper, then obviously we need to look at getting into things like resource drilling to prove up a resource. But at this point, we are at the point of deciding whether or not we have a discovery. Now, one of the advantages of this being a fairly small license area is that we've got quite tightly packed, tightly condensed targets. So we will know on this one in particular very quickly whether or not we are sitting on a commercial deposit. In terms of sort of how shareholders should view the news today, it's still early stage exploration, so it's yet to be tested by the drill. So that's always the caveat for an announcement like this. But what I would say is that out of all of our projects, this is the one that we think has actually got the highest chance of making a discovery. So as excited as we are about the joint venture with Power Metals at South Garnsey, and we've got some massive targets down there, which we're obviously very encouraged by, we're obviously making great progress in the Kalahari Suture Zone, where we're looking to unlock what could potentially be a world-class mining center one day. You know, those are obviously huge projects, but in terms of the overall probability of success, we think that 082 is probably our highest chance, likely chance of success. And if we are able to emulate the success that Cooper Canyon has had, particularly with the Banana Zone discovery or deposit, I should say, then I mean that alone could be transformational for where our company is today. So we haven't discovered anything yet. That's the word of caution, but the upside is very clear, and if it's there to be had, it's within our grasp.
Okay, well, good to hear that, Ben. Thank you very much, Ben Turney there, the Executive Director of Kavanga Resources, for giving us that update.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.